Secretary Napolitano stopped at the Experimental Air Association's Air Venture Air Show in Oshkosh to hold a news conference on a new program dubbed If You See Something, Say Something. The goal is to encourage general aviation passengers and airline crews to better report behaviors and indicators of the threat of air terrorism. In the coming months, the Department of Homeland Security will be releasing television and radio ads and distributing public education materials about how to report suspicious activity to the proper law enforcement authorities. Dick Napinski of the Experimental Aircraft Association says there's a good reason Napolitano made her announcement in Oshkosh.
Because the entire aviation audience is here, not only the aviation media, but you have tens of thousands of pilots on the grounds, that the message can get out instantly. It's probably the most effective way to reach out, because this is the place where aviation happens for a week here in Oshkosh.
There are plenty of exhibits about air safety at the air show this year, but Napinski says ticket sales are up this year mostly because people want to see the latest exotic innovations in air travel.
A helicopter that is fueled by hydrogen peroxide, that is here. A man in a cluster balloon, Jonathan Trapp, who flew the English Channel. 20 large balloons, a chair, and guide ropes. That will be flying here. And people who have made aircraft that you can drive on the road, or flying cars, whichever one you would like.
The EAA Air Venture runs the entire week at the Association's Exhibition Park in Oshkosh. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.